The name of these wars are the Cold War and the Korean War. The Cold War was political hostility, competition, and threats to each other. The Korean War was the same. Some of the long-term causes were Western democracies have always been hostile to the ideas of a communist state. The United States had recognition to the USSR for 16 years after the Bolshevik takeover, and domestic fears of communism erupted in a Red Scare in America in the early 20s. Some short-term causes were the tensions between the leaders at Yalta and Potsdam. The A-bomb began an arms race, a personality clash between Harry Truman and Joseph Stalin. The event that started the Cold War was the Second World War. This is similar to the Korean War because it also started after the World War. Two of the fighting sides were the United States, Great Britain, and France. The other fighting side was the Soviet Union, Poland, East Germany, Czech, Slovakia, Hungary, Romania, Yugoslavia, Bulgaria, and Albania. The fighting side for the Korean War was the U.S. and South Korea. The other fighting side of the Korean War was North Korea and China. Some new technology and weapons for the Cold War was the hydrogen bomb, the AK-47, the F-4 Phantom, and the MG-15. Some Korean War technology and weapons were the atomic bomb, the AK-47, MG-15, and the M1918 bar. These technology and weapons are similar because the AK-47 was in the two wars and the same technology. Some strategies and tactics of the Cold War was containment. Containment was a foreign policy paused by the United States after the Second World War. The Berlin Wall. The Berlin Wall was on November 9, 1989. As the Cold War began to thaw across Eastern Europe, the spokesman for East Berlin's Communist Party announced a change in his city's relations with the West. Starting at midnight that day, he said citizens of the GDR were free to cross the country's borders. The Berlin Airlift. The Berlin Airlift was on this day in 1948. U.S. and British pilots began delivering food and supplies by airplane to Berlin after the city is isolated by Soviet Union blockade. When World War II ended in 1945, defeated Germany was divided into Soviet, American, British, and French zones of occupation. There were no strategies and tactics of the Korean War. Some key leaders in the Cold War were Harry S. Truman, Winston Churchill, Dwight D. Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, and John F. Kennedy. The other fighting side of the leaders were Joseph Stalin and Nikita Khrushchev, Fidel Castro, Mikhail Gorbachev. The good side of key leaders of the Korean War was Winston Churchill, Douglas MacArthur, Harry S. Truman, Matthew Ridgway, Clement Attlee, Robert Menzies, Mark W. Clark, Louis St. Laurent, and Walton Walker. The bad side of key leaders were Joseph Stalin, Mao Zedong, Kim Il-sung, Syngman Rhee, Peng Duhai, Georgi Malenkov, Fidel Ramos, Epidio Quirino, Kim Chaik, Park Sang-yup, Alexandros Pagos, Chen Geng, Chung Tu Kwon, and Cho Yong-gun. The leaders were similar because some of the leaders in the Cold War were in the Korean War. But there were some new people in the Korean War than the Cold War. Some important battles and events in the Cold War were the Hungarian Revolution of 1956. The Hungarian Revolution of 1956 was a Hungarian Revolution, popular uprising in Hungary in 1956. Following a speech by the Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev, in which he attacked the period of Joseph Stalin's rule, McCarthy hearings. The McCarthy hearings were a series of hearings held by the United States Senate Subcommittee on Investigations to investigate conflicting accusations between the United States Army and U.S. Senator Joseph McCarthy. The Bay of Pigs invasion. The Bay of Pigs invasion was on April 17, 1961. 1,400 Cuban exiles launched what became a botched invasion of the Bay of Pigs on the south coast of Cuba. In 1959, Fidel Castro came to power in an armed revolt that overthrew Cuban dictator Fulgencio Batista and then the Cuban Missile Crisis. The Cuban Missile Crisis was on October 1962. It was a direct and dangerous confrontation between the U.S. and Soviet Union during the Cold War. It was the moment when two superpowers came closest to nuclear conflict. The event that brought the United States into the Cold War was World War II. This is similar to the Korean War, because World War II was also the reason why the U.S. was brought into the Korean War.